The state has failed victims of sexual abuse in schools for a third time. That's according to campaigner and abuse survivor Louise O'Keefe. Yesterday, she wrote to the Taoiseach Micheál Martin to point out that a promise to include victims in a redress scheme has still not been honoured. Some people were excluded from the scheme on the grounds that they failed to show evidence that a prior complaint had been made against their abuser to school authorities. But retired Judge Éireann O'Neill found last year that they should not have been excluded for this reason. After that determination was made, the then Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, made this apology in the Dáil.
So the state will now make payments to the 13 people whose appeals have been successful without undue delay. And it is clear that there are other cases where survivors did not appeal or survivors did not apply in the first place, and these will have to be re-examined. This may involve reopening the scheme. Without meaningful action, apologies on their own don't count for very much. And the best apology that we can make to Louise O'Keefe and to all other survivors is to say that further action will now be taken. The state failed them at the time, failed them again a second time when it did not own up to its responsibility, and we won't fail them a third time.
That was former Taoiseach, now Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, speaking in the Dáil a year ago this week. I'm joined in the studio now by James McGill, a solicitor who represents the victims of sexual abuse in day schools. James, you heard that clip there, Leo Varadkar, making a promise a year ago saying further action would now be taken to help survivors of abuse in day schools. Was further action taken?
No, it wasn't. And at the time of that apology, the department issued a statement to the effect that a new scheme would be brought in within weeks. And that hasn't happened. There has been no explanation forthcoming. The Committee of Ministers in Strasbourg, who are monitoring Ireland's performance on this subject, have not been given an explanation either. It doesn't take long to develop a scheme that adequately it looks after the people entitled. I suspect the department are trying to establish a scheme that will exclude people. And the difficulty and the time that they're taking is to find a way of keeping people out of redress, which is really abhorrent.
How many people are we talking about here?
On the department's figures, they put out a notional 344 cases. Some of those people would already have died at this stage. Some would have just lost heart to pursue it. So I think the figure is much less than that. But even if it were 344 at 84,000, it's 22 million. And that is not a sum of money in terms of the state that should be causing all this delay.
If the state then has not moved, as you say, to grant people access to this scheme or any alternative scheme, what options are open to them? I mean, are you pursuing legal actions on behalf of people who were refused access to this scheme?
Well, we've gone through the necessary formalities of asking the department to deal with this without us having to go to the courts, because you can't take up the time of court without exploring the alternatives. We've had no satisfactory engagement, so we will be forced into taking domestic litigation on a number of topics. There is also the Committee of Ministers in Strasbourg, and we will be writing to them again, pointing out that the state have not delivered. I mean, the Committee of Ministers require action on this since the 2014 decision in relation to Louise O'Keefe, and Ireland has simply failed in its responsibility and its obligations.
We're talking about relatively small sums of money in the big scheme of things here. The maximum award under the existing scheme is €84,000. And there are questions then as well, aren't there, about how you compensate the families of people who have died or who might have taken their own lives.
Yeah. Well, there are several topics there. The first is that the €84,000 is much less than a successful plaintiff would secure in court on cases of this kind. So it's a scheme at a reduced level. The second is that when the government brought in a scheme for those pupils who were abused in industrial schools, they put in a specific and far-seeing provision to the effect that if somebody had died subsequent to the 11th May 1999, when Bertie Ahern apologised on behalf of the state, that their estate would benefit. And that's enormously important to families who have suffered. That is not included in this scheme. And I've got clients who have died since the scheme was announced and are not getting the benefit of it. And that is something that should be immediately remedied.
And the other thing here is, you know, we've heard survivors of abuse talk about this time and time again, that it's not just the money, or it's not often the money at all, but it's the acknowledgement that a wrong was done to these people.
Yeah. First of all, these are all people who have demonstrated that they were the victims of serious crime. The European Court has found that the state failed in their duty to them. All the state needs to do is to acknowledge that. Now, I know that Louise O'Keefe, in her excellent letter to both the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach, has called for action. They're both very familiar with this topic And it just has to be taken up to political level and moved on and not left at departmental level, or alternatively transferred to a different department.
The new Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, he has raised this issue on a number of occasions when he was in opposition in the Dáil. His spokeswoman told RTE last night that he will be engaging with the Department of Education to progress the matter now. What do you and your clients want to see him doing?
Well, first of all, he's a lot on his plate. Everyone's going to be reasonable about that. He has a difficult job and everyone wishes him well in that difficult job. But he knows this topic inside out. There is no reason why Micheál Martin can't take possession of this now himself, using his expertise, and simply deliver. And, you know, we could be available to meet very early with his representatives to outline some of the shortcomings that we have identified.
All right. James McGill, Solicitor, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme.